The military's failure to report violent service members.
The Pentagon's going back over old cases.
A deep freeze in the north, lake effect snow.
I have snow up to my knees, and the snow just continues to fall.
Prepaying property taxes before year's end.
I can do some of it now, but I really wish I didn't have to.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. Last month's Texas church shootings exposed a gaping hole in how the military deals with members involved in violent crimes. Now the cities of New York, Philadelphia, and San Francisco are suing the Defense Department over its failure to report them. CBS's David Martin.
Devin Kelly's massacre of 26 worshipers exposed a blatant and long-running failure by the Pentagon to report violent criminals to an FBI database that would disqualify them from ever buying weapons. The lawsuit relies in part on the findings of the Pentagon's own Inspector General, Glenn Fine.
Of the 2,500 fingerprint cards required to be submitted, 24% were not submitted.
Fine told Congress earlier this month the military has systematically failed to report violent criminals in its ranks.
We looked at 2015 and 2016 and found significant problems. We think there are problems all the way back.
Kelly was the most glaring failure, able to purchase the weapon he used to kill 26 people despite his conviction for domestic assault against his wife and infant stepson.
All over the country, people are scrambling to take advantage of property tax deductions before they're capped at $10,000 under the new tax law. WTOP's Neil Augenstein is near Washington in Fairfax, Virginia.
Several hundred people were in line here at the Fairfax County Government Center to prepay their property taxes.
The cap on state and local deductions of $10,000 a year will impact us next year.
Or you can drop a check in one of the drop boxes here and avoid the line, says Scott Sizemore, director of the county's tax department's revenue division.
If someone wants to write a check, write prepay on there, put it into an envelope.
Neil Augenstein for CBS News, Fairfax, Virginia.
Erie, Pennsylvania is the snow capital of the world, at least for today. Matt Exley is with Mill Township Emergency Management.
Our crews have been out 24/7. We have all of our plot crews out. They've been doing a fantastic job with the elements that have been out there. That's really hard to keep up with this amount of snow.
CBS's DeMarco Morgan is there.
A winter blast dumped foot after foot of snow across the Great Lakes.
Just keeps coming. Won't stop.
The city of Erie, Pennsylvania shattered the state record with over 50 inches and nearly 4.5 feet of snow fell in just under 36 hours. The snowpack forced trucks to be dug out along with cars and streets blanketed with snow.
More lake effect is expected from Ohio to New York. It's bitter cold in the northern half of the country, especially from Montana to the upper Midwest. Minus 21 this morning in St. Germain, Wisconsin, and that's no fun for this woman.
Everything freezes. You walk outside and your eyes freeze open and your nose runs and that freezes to your face. It's horrible.
It's minus 20 in Minot, North Dakota, minus 9 in Minneapolis. Wind chills in the negative 20s and 30s are the rule rather than the exception. There's an extra sense of urgency as doctors tell Americans to get flu shots this year. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
This flu season could be a nasty one. 23 states already seeing widespread flu activity, nearly double the number from the week before. What concerns experts is the flu season that just concluded in Australia, which sometimes can preview the season here. Australia had its most severe flu season in 5 years, and the vaccine used there is the same one used here. It's believed that one of the strains covered, called H3N2, mutated, making the vaccine only 10% effective.
This may be the strangest airline story of the holiday travel season, a Los Angeles-Tokyo flight turning back after 4 hours.
Hey guys, Chrissy Teigen here, reporting live from LAX.
Supermodel Chrissy Teigen documented all of Nippon Airways Flight 175's 8-hour trip from LAX back to LAX. In a statement to CBS News, ANA said the cabin crew became aware that one of the passengers boarded the incorrect flight. As part of the airline security procedure, the pilot in command decided to return to the originating airport.
CBS's Don Daler says there's a twist. LAX police say there were no unauthorized passengers and no security breach on this flight to nowhere. Four North Korean defectors are reportedly showing signs of possible radiation poisoning. The New York Times says they live near a nuclear test site, but scientists haven't pinned down the cause of their symptoms. Virginia elections officials are about to announce the outcome of a race that's finished in a tie. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The race between Democratic challenger Shelley Simons and Republican incumbent David Yancey is for a House of Delegates district in Newport News. If Simons is declared the winner, it would split party control of Virginia's House 50-50. It initially looked like Simons had lost by 10 votes. She went up by a vote after a recount. A judge then declared a tie because of a contested ballot. State elections officials today planned on breaking the tie by drawing names from a bowl. That's been delayed since the Democrat will challenge the vote count in court. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Prince interviews a former president nearly a year after he left office. CBS's Larry Miller is in London.
Interviewed by Prince Harry for the BBC, former President Obama reflects on how it felt leaving office. He expresses concern for the future and regret at work left undone, but at peace.
Overall, there was a serenity there. More than I would have expected.
Though no longer president, Mr. Obama says what's important to him doesn't change. Now he says he relies on persuasion rather than legislation. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
As we look back on 2017, CBS's Jim Shenavy remembers some of the actresses who had their final farewells.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
Mary Tyler Moore could. She left us this year, as did Della Reese, who brought a little heaven to TV.
And I'm an angel. Just like Andrew and Raphael.
Barbara Hale was the perfect secretary. She kept lawyer Perry Mason in line.
Well, don't just stand there. Do something.
Audiences may not have known June Foray by sight, but they sure recognized her voice on cartoons.
Hurry, Bullwinkle. The show's about to start.
And thank you, Erin Moran.
Joni, you get over there by the stands.
No.
For giving fans some happy days. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
One of the sons of the late Washington Post publisher Catherine Graham is dead. The Post quotes former publisher Donald Graham as saying his brother William killed himself. He was an attorney and philanthropist. Catherine Graham took over the Post after her husband Philip committed suicide in 1963. Leading motorcycle maker tries a new way to drum up new business. Here's CBS's Jim Taylor.
Faced with declining sales and an aging customer base, Harley-Davidson is increasing the number of dealerships with a Harley Riding Academy. Three- or four-day course teaches the finer arts of riding a hog, getting people comfortable on a motorcycle, getting them to feel safe and confident. Average price, $300. The company says it plans 100 new motorcycle models over the next 10 years, hoping to attract 2 million new riders. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
We know that the president likes to watch and rail on cable news, but the First Lady's favorite show?
You killed Tricia Stanley and had my client David Allen set up for her murder.
The New York Times says it's how to get away with murder. That's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, December 27th, 2017. I'm Peter King, CBS News.